So you got Caleb and John. How did you guys get together? Like, are you friends, brothers? What are you? Just kind of lay the land of you guys as a band.
Yeah. So as far as how we met, so John and I met because a mutual friend and friend had known us each individually, and we were both doing solo artist things just independently before we met. And this mutual friend was like, man, he said to me, from my perspective, he's like, hey, I think you need to meet my friend John. Like, he's great musician, really great guy. I think that you guys would work really well together. And would you want to, like, let's all of us, like, get breakfast and maybe, you know, just see if you like the guy and maybe it could be a cool connection. And so we all got breakfast. That was a year and 4 days ago, actually, that we met for the first time.
Wow.
Which is crazy. It's a very short time.
Yeah.
Very short time ago. But John and I, we hit it off immediately at the meeting. Mm-hmm. We're like, all right, well, hey, you know, we like each other as individuals. Let's see what we can do musically out of this. And
yeah.
So a couple of days later, we locked ourselves in my studio for 2 days and it was like 16 hours. We kind of came out of that, like, just tried everything, like, because we're slightly different musically. Mm-hmm. He has a little bit more of like a rootsy, like old
earth. Yeah, like, yeah, more earthy.
Oldies, like the 80s.
Yeah, like a more
70s even.
Yeah, yeah. 70s, like, yeah. I don't know. I love like the Doobie Brothers and like Fleetwood Mac and Doobie Brothers.
I love the Doobie Brothers.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, like
it's a big smile you have, Amanda.
Yeah, it's so good.
Have you heard Michael McDonald sing? Have you heard him?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, like listen to the music. Did you watch was it Jesus Revolution? Oh my goodness, the soundtrack is like
really?
Yes, so good. Caleb and I went like we were on a different tour and we were like just bawling our eyes out in the theater.
It was great. Yeah. I shed a few tears for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I'm much more of a like a from a pop side, like listen to like Charlie Puth and like Laney and stuff like that. And then I also grew up on Christian music, CCM, like Stephen Curtis Chapman was my hero growing up. But anyway, we met and we're like, okay, we have slightly different styles, but how can we find a way to like reconcile those and make like a new thing? We also talked about like, I don't know you, you don't really know me. Where's your faith at? Like,
yeah.
Do we share faith to a degree of like, you know, are our views drastically different? Like that kind of thing.
Like, can we do ministry together?
Yeah, can we do ministry together? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we just came out of that and we're like, man, this is it. You know, found a manager and that manager was like, hey, I want to introduce you to this record label Fairtrade. And we're like, well, we don't have any songs. How do we, you know, what do we show them? And he's like, just come up with some covers. It'll be fine. So we wrote one song, sent that to them and just recorded just a couple covers, just the two of us in my studio. And they liked what they heard. We went in and played a few things for them live and that was that. And they offered us a record deal and we're like off to the races. So
yeah,
crazy.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So where are you guys from? Where's home?
Yeah, so I'm from upstate New York. Yeah, I think you're from Rhode Island.
I'm from Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Yes, Rhode Island.
You might be our first Rhode Island artist.
Yeah.
It's not a very common thing.
It's not a very common thing. Okay, fun fact about Rhode Island. Rhode Island is the smallest state, but it has the longest name. Because the full legal name of Rhode Island is Rhode Island and Providence Plantations.
No way.
Because it was the joining of two colonies. Mm-hmm. One was Rhode Island and one was Providence Plantations, and they combined together and formed a state.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Fun fact.
We learned something new today.
That's right. The more you know.
Well, you guys are visiting. You got obviously have music now as you're going from radio station to radio station. Hallelujah Feeling. Tell us about the song, John. You want to start
off? Man. So I will say, like, I remember going into the writing session. We had the name Hallelujah Feeling, and we knew we wanted that as like the hook to the song.
Like a concept, yeah.
Sure, yeah. But it was a weird thing because we had to sit down and be like, okay, what exactly is like, you know, a hallelujah feeling? And, you know, what are we trying to say by saying this? And so we dove into the concept. And man, it was a weird thing for me. You know, I'm like 5 months into marriage. And at the time, my parents were going through a divorce. And so it was a super weird season for me. And just walking through that was pretty tough. And so I will say, thinking about like, okay, what is a hallelujah feeling? It was really cool just to be a part of that writing session and just to write that song, because it was for sure just a reminder to me that no matter what I'm going through, like if life is great or life is really tough, you know, we've always got this hallelujah feeling available to us because there's the joy of our salvation. And I feel like a lot of times I go to the thought of like, oh yeah, well, like I'm going to be with Jesus one day, you know, it's going to be great. But, you know, it's not that he's going to be with me for the rest of eternity. He's with us like right now. And it's always like this joy that's available to us whenever.
there's a verse that's like kind of the inspiration for this. It's Romans 15:13. It says, "May the God of hope give you all joy and peace in believing, mm-hmm. so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." That's what we think the hallelujah feeling is. It's the joy and peace that comes from believing, and it's not from circumstances. It's not from, you know, I had a good day or a bad day, or a good year or a bad year, but it's from the power of the Holy Spirit. And because we believe, you know, we can have that in every circumstance. Mm-hmm. There have been ups and downs in the last year and all that, but like we've kind of actually gotten to experience that.
Yes, you know, definitely.
That's that hallelujah feeling, as we call it. So
you guys have packed a lot into 369 days.
Yeah, well, that's, man, so he was talking about, you know, how we formed the whole Caleb and John thing. And there were so many things that happened that, like, they happened in 2 weeks, but for a lot of people, they happened in 2 years. Like, we met and 2 months later got a record deal. And then, like, we're like, okay, well, we got to start writing. And, you know, part of our story, too, is that we were, you know, we're playing for other artists. So I was out with Katie Nicole and, and he was out with Sam Hunt.
Country artist.
Heard of him.
Yeah. Yes. So, but you know, just that writing process, you know, like some artists get signed and then they don't have the single for the next year or two. Mm-hmm. And it was like, we got signed in 2 months after, you know, after meeting each other, the next 3 months just out on the road and sending voice notes back and forth to each other.
Yep.
And then coming back and being like, okay, I think this will work. And, you know, we got a few songs that we think are going to be on the EP.
Yeah.
In which, Lord willing, an EP.
Yeah.
And, but like hopefully in just a few months, and God just confirmed everything, you know?
Oh, seriously. So.
I just wonder what that process is like for you mentally and emotionally, where you're getting to know this person, like for the first time. What does that trust building look like? Because you're strangers, mm-hmm. but now you're embarking on this whole thing, doing a music career together.
Yeah.
What did that look like to try and like bolster that trust? Or did you just really believe like God's got this and I can take my hands off of it?
Yeah, probably a little bit of both, right?
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing has been honesty. We've had to be like very honest with each other, like, hey, here are areas that I need improvement in. That's what the difference between Christian music is and non-Christian music.
Mm-hmm.
Non-Christian music is just for fun and for expression, and Christian music is ministry. You know, we said early on, we need to understand that we are going into this to do ministry together.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that there's a certain level of accountability that we need to bring to each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, and like, and even like, we talked about like how we're going to handle offense, like if we ever tick each other off or whatever.
Yeah. That'll never happen, I'm sure.
It'll never happen. And never. Certainly hasn't already. No, it really hasn't. I mean, we've had one or two talks like, hey, I think moving forward, let's, you know, maybe not do this or that. But like, we received that well, because mm-hmm. we always say, if we're going to say something constructive and maybe like, hey, I think from my feelings, it would help if yada, yada. It's always like, hey, man, I'm saying this because I love you as a friend and as a brother. And like, I want to make sure that there's nothing hidden here and want to do ministry together mm-hmm. and keep that integrity. We've gotten really deep in the last year.
Yeah.
Really, really deep. And I mean, we've become really good friends, and we're not biological brothers, but it feels like brothers. So
we definitely had a few talks in the beginning where it's like, if you see something, say something, and also like just receive it in a humble way.
Yes.
And I think humility has been like a huge thing. Like, you know,
we're super humble.
Yeah. The most humble, actually.
I'm messing around.
Yeah, that's what humble people say.
It's like John, the disciple that Jesus loved.
Yeah.
Yeah. The most.
Yeah.
The most.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, I think, just being able to receive criticism in a humble way and in a constructive way.
Yep.
But also I think, you know, we were just talking like this morning about like, man, if we're out here just doing this for our sake or just doing this to like boost ourselves or our egos, like, why are we even out here? Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that's right. We've also talked about, okay, well, how are we going to handle disagreements? Because I mean, mm-hmm. we're 50-50 partners in this. And like, you know, if I want to do one thing and John wants to do another thing, how are we going to handle this? But the good thing about the wonderful team that God has given us is that we can go to them and, you know, ask them for their advice, where it's like, hey, what do you think? And we have a great manager, a great record label. And so we were able to go to them and be like, hey, we're kind of not sure about what to do for this specific thing. What would you do in this mm-hmm. scenario? And they'll kind of give guidance and all that stuff. And, there hasn't even been, like, I would say, a major disagreement so far.
Not at all.
you know, if there's like a minor thing, we know we can go to them and, yeah. and abide by kind of their guidance. So.
Something I want to go back to, you were telling us about your song, Hallelujah Feeling, and that we have this Hallelujah Feeling opportunity to us in good times and bad. Mm-hmm. We're currently playing another song that has a similar message about seeing God in all these things and mm-hmm. how we can take joy in that. And we had someone call in and they were like, you know, I'm kind of struggling with that kind of message because I struggle with depression mm-hmm. and I don't always feel that way. So what would you say to someone who hears the message of your song is like, sometimes I don't feel like that. How yeah. can I overcome
oh,
that?
Oh man. Yeah. I totally get that. Like if someone is stressing out about something, you can't just be like, well, just don't stress out. You
know? Right.
right. Yes.
And, and as newlyweds, can I just tell you, do not, when your wife is like, I'm freaking out or like, I'm struggling with this, don't just say, just don't do that. That's not helpful.
I hate to say, it may be a little late. I have maybe done that maybe one time and I have learned my lesson.
Let it be your last.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it was. It was. Trust me. I think it can be difficult to receive something just to say like, oh, you can have a holy feeling and, you know, any circumstance or whatever's going on. But I would say a lot of times it's a choice. And yes. like even like in marriage, how fake would it be of the love between me and my wife to only love her when things are good? You know, it is a choice sometimes. Like sometimes she's having a bad day. Sometimes I'm having a bad day and we just have to love each other through it. But the good thing about that is that, man, how beautiful is it? How sweet is it to just be able to prove our love for each other? Because if I wasn't there for her in hard times, it just wouldn't be real. And so the thing is, like, God doesn't need us to be there for him. And it's okay to mourn. It's okay to, you know, mm-hmm. be upset. But man, there's always hope. And that's something Caleb and I, you know, when we first got together, like in when we locked ourselves in a studio for 16
yeah.
hours.
Yeah.
Man, that was something we talked about. We were like, we want to write about hope. And yep. again, no matter what's going on, like, even if you are mourning, like, you can't say to someone who just lost a loved one, oh, well, just be happy, you know? Mm-hmm. But there's still hope in the midst of tragedy. And so I think that's a big thing is just choosing to say, hey, God, this situation is awful, but I love you. Like, if you read in the Psalms, how many Psalms are just like, God, like, I'm going through it right now.
Yeah.
You know, good to be real. Even better to say, mm-hmm. God, I'm going to be real. This is awful, but I choose to love you and I still honor you and follow you. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
That's good. I mean, and also, you know what they say, like, love is more than a feeling. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. that hallelujah feeling that we're saying is also, it is more than a feeling. Like, you mm-hmm. know, because the emotion isn't going to be there every time, you know, but like, if we can just faithfully go to him, especially listen, because God speaks, like, we believe in that.
Yeah.
That's what I would say to someone who's maybe struggling with depression is like, go to God anyway and listen. Tell him how you're feeling and then listen to what he has to say, because if we believe that he's a faithful God, he's going to show up, even if the emotion itself isn't there.
I'm getting emotional, man. This is so good.
And right now, the emotion is
there. Yeah, here we go. Oh, gosh. Wow.
A phrase I heard recently that I thought was really good is the truth no matter how you feel about it.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. whether it is a time when you're going through a challenge or how you feel about yourself or whatever, the truth is the truth no matter how you feel.
Yeah.
And so if you can lean into the truth instead of your feelings,
yeah.
That's mm-hmm. going to serve you much better,
yeah.
you know, yep. when you go through challenges.
That's the truth.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
What is something you have learned about yourselves in this process over the last year of embarking on this new music thing?
I've learned I work better with a partner.
Yeah.
The other thing is that John and I are pretty close to opposites. I'm much more of like a planner. He's a little bit more spontaneous.
Yeah.
And even when it comes to writing, John's strength is being very like raw, creative, like because he's a self-taught musician, whereas I was classically trained and like that kind of thing. And I'm a music theory nut. And so I'm much more analytical, whereas John's much more raw and creative. So when I was doing solo art stuff, my songs are very analyzed and, you know, and very, very theoretically well done. But now with the creativity that John brings, it's like he can kind of come out with that. And then I'm like, okay, cool. Here's how we can maybe bring it into like the theory of things. And also even just on stage too, like, you know, I mean, when you're a solo artist, like the spotlight is on you mm-hmm. the entire show, no matter what. And so I think with the stuff that we've done together, it's like, okay, John can step up and I'm going to step back, take a sip of water and that kind of thing. And then I can go up and John can stand back and take a little bit of a break. And mm-hmm. So that's, man, better together.
Yeah. I think for me, kind of the same vein, I've learned to just be able to be open and free with stuff that's going on in my head because I know that Caleb's going to dial it in, you know? So, you know, even in writing, there's been a few times that I'll say something and I'll be like, oh, what if it's, if it goes, you know, it goes this chord progression and this melody, and Caleb will be like, oh, well, like technically if we switch this note to this, you know, then
that's
that'll work.
Tone,
you know?
Boy. Yeah. You can't do that.
Oh yeah. So yeah, but I mean, it's been so nice and it's been a process to learn that dynamic, and we've had to refine that dynamic, but you know, I have learned that I can just say what's on my mind and Caleb will just dial everything in. And yeah, that's just been a really cool process and a total God thing.
When it comes to your personalities, does one of you have a very, very full email inbox and the other one has one that's very tidy and empty?
Do you have a full email box?
All the time.
I do too.
Well, it's like I try to sift through it as it comes in, and like I usually have a good idea of what's in there, but yeah.
There'll be stuff that comes in that I'm like, I don't need to look at it. I know exactly what this is and I don't need to look at it. But then there's stuff like label emails or like emails from Caleb or like our manager that I'm like, okay, I got to read this. And
yeah,
but there's stuff in there that's just like, you haven't ordered coffee from this, you know, and I'm like, I don't care about that, you know, so I'll just let it go.
Yeah.
So Caleb, John, you guys are new. Wrap up with this question just because I'm kind of interested. Caleb, you had mentioned you like Stephen Curtis Chapman, and I know you, John, had played with Katie Nicole. So you have some experience with the Christian music industry already. But is there anybody, as you guys are launching this, you know, duo, that you would love to be on stage with?
We know. We don't even have to talk about it. Say it on three.
Oh, wait. I don't want to say the wrong thing. Because I could
but
say
that's
something.
The fun of it. You know who I'm thinking. Three.
There's two answers. One. There's two answers that I'm thinking of right now.
He won't commit, so I'll just say it. I think We the Kingdom.
Okay, that was my answer.
See, that's really what you said.
Well, it was that or Kane. So we're really close with guys.
We love Kane. Our manager is Kane's manager.
Okay. Yeah.
And they're kind of involved in the story of how we met as well. So that's true. We love Kane. We love to be on stage with Kane.
Sure, yeah.
But also We the Kingdom. Yeah. We're big We the Kingdom fans.
So high so energy is what I'm hearing.
High
yes.
energy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I actually interned for Ed, like the main guy.
You interned for Ed Cash?
Yep, back in the college days. And I played in a worship band. We only played like two shows, but one of those shows was opening for We the Kingdom's first ever concerts.
Wow.
Funny enough. And they played like Dancing on the Waves for the first time. Yeah. And we were like, oh gosh, these guys are about to take over the world.
Yeah.
We like the, you know, big energy, but I think it is a lot of like a friend thing too. Cause like, you know, you have worked with these guys before and like, I think I can speak for the both of us. Yeah. Something that you learn out when you're on the road is like, you gotta be friends with these people and it's a whole lot more enjoyable if you're close. And man, I would love hanging out with like the Kane guys or the We the Kingdom guys. So
that's true. That's fair. I mean, but just the Kane vocals, they scare me. They're too good.
They're too good.
They got the sibling instinct.
Yeah, that's true.
And the wardrobe though. I mean, they might make it like dress up like them.
Man. Yeah.
Okay, so I've actually played for Kane, and last December I played for them and Ann Wilson for a week on the Casting Crowns tour, and they had an entire dedicated bus just for them and the three babies.
Oh,
like, because y'all know, like they all had kids at the same time.
Yeah.
And it was the baby bus.
The baby bus.
And they're kind of their daytime nanny and stuff like that. And I was like, I'm so glad that I'm not sleeping on this bus with the three babies.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Crazy.
So quick story. The first time I met Kane, when I went to Belmont, I met this writer in town named Tony Wood. And he and I worked together for a while, and so I produce as well. And so he started having me produce a lot of demos for him and things like that. He called me one day and said, hey, I've got this sibling trio that I think is about to get a record deal. We just wrote the song. I really want a good demo of the song. So can we bring them in and have a session and get this with them? And I said, absolutely. I just graduated college and I was sharing a 3-bedroom apartment with two other guys. So my studio was my bedroom. It was a bedroom studio. And like my desk was like 3 feet long, and then my bed was like right next to it. So it's like I could lean on my bed while I was working. It was that tight. And I said, no problem. Let's have all five of them in for a session. And so I pulled my mattress out of there. I took down the bed frame.
Rubbed out the marks on the carpet.
I rubbed out the marks on the bed, carpet, and I hit my mattress on our back deck. And I closed the blinds so that they wouldn't see it as they walked by. And I pulled some living room furniture in there and in, like got it all looking pretty. And they came in, I met them, did the session. I was like, oh, right this way to my studio. And,
oh,
and, and it's just my studio, nothing else. So we came in, it went really well, got a great demo out of it. And they left. As soon as they walked out the door, I ran to the back deck and pulled the mattress in so they wouldn't see it as they left. And all that. And that is the story of how I met Kane.
Wow. Well, you got to do what you got to do, man. Everybody's going to start somewhere.
Uh-huh.
It's right. All right.
Yeah. Hey, we're Caleb and John. And thanks for spending time with 91.3 WCSG.